The Liberian Moussability might be the biggest long shot in February's FIFA presidential election. The 48-year-old Bility is the head of the Liberian Football Association, and he's one of two African candidates, the other being South Africa's Tokyo Sekwale, who is running for president of World Football's governing body, which has been rocked this year by a corruption scandal. The FIFA presidential election is scheduled for February 26, 2016, in Zurich, Switzerland. In a telephone interview from Monrovia with my VOA colleague James Buddy, Bility said he's seeking support from other regional football confederations.
I'm preparing. I think I am the most likely to win this election. I am consulting European colleagues. I'm consulting Asian colleagues. I'm consulting colleagues from the Caribbean, the CONCACAF. So I feel very good about my campaign. Of course, I have to wait for FIFA to clear up part of the procedures. Once that is done, I will swing into action.
You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and I mentioned you, and I said, oh, I have someone from Liberia who is also running. And the person asked me, does that person have money? I said, what do you mean? They said, well, it seems that you need money to win. What do you say to that?
Yes, it's true. You need money. You have to do a lot of traveling. You have 209 countries that you have to meet and talk with. So in that respect, yes, you need money. But in that respect, we are prepared for this election. You need money to continue to propound your ideas, your vision through the media and publicity work. You need money for that. That's true. We are prepared for this.
There is another African from South Africa. A South African is also in the race. Does it matter who wins from Africa? Would you support that person? Does it you win or the person from South Africa wins?
My position every time when it comes to Africa has been very clear. If there is a consensus candidate, now we are only two from Africa. Among the two, I'm saying to everybody that we can put a credible system together through which we can refer to every member. And if they say that between the two of us, who do we vote for? And if that result comes to say that I will be the most unlikely, I will definitely support my opponent. And I'm hoping that my opponent will do the same.
So you are saying that Africa should come up with a consensus candidate instead of going there with two candidates?
It would be a good idea to do so.
How is the preparation for the Ivory Coast game? That's coming up next month.
Oh, we've sent for all the players. They are coming on the 9th after their game, on the weekend of the 7th and 8th. They are coming on the 9th. We're playing Ivory Coast on the 13th, and then we're playing them on the 17th.
That's FIFA presidential candidate Moussa Bility, the head of the Liberia Football Association. And he was speaking from Monrovia with my VOA colleague, James Buddy. Bility mentioned Liberia's matches against Ivory Coast on November 13th and November 17th. Those are second-round qualifying matches for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. And the stakes are high. The winner of the two-match series on aggregate advances to the third and final round in African qualifying. The loser is eliminated. The World Cup hopes will be dashed. In that third and final round in Africa to be contested next year, 20 African teams will be divided into five groups of four teams each, and the top team in each of the five groups will book a ticket to Russia 2018. Still with Liberian football, let's give a Sunnyside of Sports shout-out for William Jebor, a striker for the Lone Star. William and Niger's Moussa Mazou are currently the joint leading scorers in Africa's 2018 World Cup qualifying competition with four goals each. Niger will play a two-match qualifying series against Cameroon next month. In the 18 other qualifying series, Mauritania takes on Tunisia, Namibia will go against Guinea, Ethiopia will play Congo Brazzaville, Chad challenges Egypt, the Comoros Islands will play Ghana, Swaziland will take on Nigeria, Botswana will meet Mali, Burundi is matched against the Democratic Republic of Congo, Madagascar will meet Senegal, Kenya will play the Cape Verde Islands. Tanzania will take on Algeria, Africa's highest-ranked team in the October FIFA rankings. Sudan is matched against Zambia. Libya will play Rwanda. Morocco will meet Equatorial Guinea. Mozambique will go against Gabon. Benin will play Burkina Faso. Togo will take on Uganda. And Angola will play South Africa.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game on.
Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Rugby World Cup news now on the Voice of America. The Wallabies of Australia will play the defending champion All Blacks of New Zealand Saturday in the 2015 Rugby World Cup final at Twickenham Stadium in London. The winner of the big match will be lifting the trophy for an unprecedented third time. Australia's two titles came in 1991 and 1999, while New Zealand was crowned champion in 1987 and 2011. Another two-time champion, the Springboks of South Africa, will play Argentina in the third-place match on Friday at the Olympic Stadium in London. The Springboks suffered a tough 20-18 loss to New Zealand in the semifinals. South Africa's head coach is Heinicke Meyer. Coach, what's it like to be playing in the third place match?
I've always said playing for third and fourth, and if you accept that, you'll never be a winner. And I've said it's never good enough South Africa to compete for third and fourth and be happy about it. When you're South African, when you're Springbok, only to be the best in the world is good enough. But by saying that, whenever you put a Springbok jersey on, for me it's the, you know, probably can't say in words what it means to be the Springbok coach in every single game, and for the players as well. So whenever you put the Springbok jersey on, even if it's a friendly, you're still representing your country, you're still representing the hopes and dreams of a lot of people, and that's a big responsibility.
Coach, what's your greatest memory from this 2015 Rugby World Cup?
A great memory or a nightmare? there was a lot of great memories. I don't want to get emotional. You know, I just love the Springboks. You know, I love. You can't explain how it feels when you go into battle with guys you really respect, guys that know they will put their bodies on the line. Yes, they will make mistakes, but guys that will definitely go out there and just want to do so. So. There's so many unbelievable memories, and it's not just on the field, it's off the field as well.
That's Heinicke Meyer, the head coach of South Africa's national rugby team, the Springboks. And he was speaking in London, where South Africa faces Argentina Friday in the Rugby World Cup's third place match. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
World Series baseball news now on the VOA. The Kansas City Royals beat the visiting New York Mets Wednesday night 7-1 to take a 2-0 lead in Major League Baseball's championship series. Dominican pitcher Johnny Cueto was one of the heroes for Kansas City. Johnny pitched all 9 innings for the Royals and gave up only 2 hits. Cueto was acquired by the Royals in a midseason trade with the Cincinnati Reds. Kansas City's first baseman, Eric Hosmer, had 2 hits and knocked in 2 runs with a single. He described Cueto's performance on the mound as electric. The best-of-7-game World Series now moves to New York for Game 3 on Friday night. The Royals are in the World Series for a 2nd year in a row. They lost last year to the San Francisco